I saw my first turtle of the year the other day, poking its shiny black head out of the water in our pond out back. Despite a late February morning of milky sunlight and gusty winds, this turtle knew that we've turned a corner, that winter is loosening its grip. One by one now, they will begin to emerge from the muck on the pond floor where they've spent their cold reptilian hibernation, rising like dark, plate-sized bubbles to the surface. It's a subtle sign, this awakening, not at all like the signs that folks will be holding out for weeks yet up north, the rifle crack of lake ice breaking and shifting like tectonic plates, the sudden torrent of liquefying snow, the shrinking piles of dirty slush heralding the mud season. We don't have a mud season in North Carolina, thank God, but we have things to watch for now, to pay attention to. The sturdy shoots of daffodils, their startling green rising from the tired brown mulch, the swelling limbs of the red buds, their leaves and blossoms still furled tight, yet readying themselves for the show to come, and the turtles responding to a rhythm eons old. I have always loved the King James version of the Song of Solomon in the Old Testament. There is probably not a juicier, more sensuous tribute to spring pleasures in all of human language. For lo, the winter is past, it says in chapter 2. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. I once read that this verse was probably referring to turtle doves, which would certainly make more sense, but I like the idea of turtles having a voice, a song of their own. Granted, it would have to be a very quiet, primitive song, one perhaps that they sing to themselves, and it must tell them, as it has for millions of years, that the days have begun to change and lengthen as this half of our little sphere once again leans into the light. Soon, the turtles know, there will be warm logs to sun on, new turtles to make, and finally, finally, something to eat. No, winter isn't gone yet, but it is letting go. We have just a few weeks left to wait for a Carolina spring, that stunning, operatic diva of a season who commands center stage and defies us to turn our attention to anything else. For the moment, she's still waiting in the wings. But the opening chorus is warming up. Can you hear it? Out in the pond, just beneath all our noise and winter restlessness, the turtles have begun to sing.